Because you've been away, really, for a couple of years. And I say being away, it makes it sound as if you've been sat maybe on a beach somewhere, taking it easy.
That'd be nice.
What's been happening? Because I thought the album was originally going to be released about a year ago.
Yeah, so I went on tour and after that I got in the studio and started to record.
Have you really enjoyed that part of being given the freedom to be more hands-on and have a say in what you do and what you record and the way it sounds?
Yeah, I mean, to be able to have the support to take the time that I have is really amazing.
Not only, of course, great producers, but I know that you've teamed up with Emily Sandé. How did that come around?
Yeah, I met Emily about a year and a half ago.
You know, in the States, it's been a great time for you over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Is that very different than what happened with The X Factor here? Because you haven't got the X Factor exposure prior to
it. I know what you mean, because obviously here people feel a little bit more like they know a lot about me and they know, you know, my story. And
must be lovely, though, having those comparisons drawn with the people that you kind of idolised and the people that, you know, that were a huge inspiration to you.
Yeah, it's a big compliment.
I'd imagine that's going to be a big seller around Christmas. And I heard this week that you want to give Simon a run for his money for the Christmas number one.
Of course that's you did.
That's what I heard. Is that true?
No.
Oh, come on. Look, we'd love it if you just wind him up a little bit, surely.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm on his label, so.
It's a win-win situation. Has he taken you for a ride in his new Ferrari yet?
Oh, no, actually.
How often do you get to see Simon these days?
Quite often. Yeah. We're in regular contact. And yeah, he's doing good. He's
must be lovely having that relationship with him.
Yeah, it's nice that I met him, obviously, 6 years ago, and we've always maintained a really good relationship. He's always been a mentor to me.
Does it seem like 6 years now?
It's gone so quickly. It really has. It's flown by.
Do you ever yearn for parts of your pre-X Factor life?
Not really. I kind of love what I'm doing now and I love where I'm at and the position I'm in. Like, just grateful.
How difficult is it, though, to go from that kind of normal life that most of us have and then suddenly, you know, realise that you can't really walk down the street without somebody bothering you?
Yeah, well, sometimes I forget. And
do you?
Like, literally, I do. I forget. And then someone will come up to me and be like, oh, yeah. Like, I seriously do. It's really weird.
Yeah. See, I'd find that really tricky if I was choosing my underwear in Primark and somebody came up to me and started like...
Yeah, that kind of stuff's weird. Yeah. Like, I'm in Topshop in the underwear department. So like, can I get a picture? Or like in the bathroom and you're like... Oh,
and of
gosh,
course, we all have those kind of bad hair days, don't we? And the days when we go, oh, it doesn't matter today. Nobody's going to see me. And you can bet that somebody's going to be there with
it. Pretty much you're going to get seen. That's going to be the day that you most get recognised.
What was it like being back on The X Factor, you know, as a judge, actually realising the people in front of you performing were desperate to achieve the success that you've had?
Yeah, it was lovely when I was actually on the show and seeing them be really attentive and listening to what I'm saying. And a lot of them were really only cared about what I said. So I was like, okay. It was quite nice.
That's nice. And when you're not doing this kind of stuff, you know, the TV and, of course, the time in the studio and the promotion for the new material, what makes you really happy, you know, when you're away from all of the work?
I am a really outdoorsy girl, and so I have a horse, so I ride a lot.
Can I just say from all of us here at Smooth Radio, thank you so much for popping by.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Thanks for performing, and all the best with the new single and the album.
Thank you so much.